10,007 Diana L. Topper Revocable Trust, east of Bunning Avenue, being Unit 2 within Shipsview Condominium. We're seeking a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
What's your name and address, please?
James G. Topper, 213 Masbury Street, Gaithersburg, Maryland, 20878.
You swear affirm the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
I do.
For the record, the applicant is the Diane Topper Trust. Mr. Topper, who's here with me today, is Diane Topper's husband, and she's granted him a power of attorney to represent her today.
This application deals with a two-unit condominium in Fenwick Island that is on the oceanfront. The uniqueness of the property is that it is a two-unit condominium, and it is elevated because of flood requirements, so that there are three living, you actually need to go up four floors. And unfortunately, as we get to case number 10,000, we're all getting grayer. And the truth of the matter is that a four-story living unit is inconvenient for people that have developed disabilities like arthritis and knee replacements. And the application is to place an elevator along the side of the structure to accommodate Ms. Topper's current medical problems. And I have copies of the certifications
related to her disability.
And with that introduction, we also have to introduce the other owner of the condominium has consented to the modifications to the condominium and has no problems with it. Additionally, the only neighbor that would be affected, the side neighbor, has also consented to it. And we also have some photographs that show, and I'll just introduce the one. It shows an existing jut out on the building, and this the additional jut out from the existing wall that's 10 feet from the side setback would be 54 inches, is that correct?
Yes.
54 inches, and it would be 67 inches across. And with that said, Mr. Topper would like to just explain his needs and that the needs of his wife.
My wife allowed me to appear here tonight. She also lets me make the mortgage payments on the place. we bought the subject property 20 years ago. When it had a new structure on it. And as mentioned, it's three floors above grade. Further, the main living floor is on the middle of the elevated floors, so it requires a trip up or down steps now to go to the bathroom during the day. The steps have become almost impossible for my wife with her osteoarthritis. And particularly, we have grandchildren now, 11, 7, and 5 years old, and they love the place, and we take them there. They want to go in and out to go someplace to do something about 20 times a day. That really makes it difficult. We feel the best place for the elevator for the surrounding community is as it's located in the side, middle of the structure on the side rather than on either end, and neither neighbor objects. A third neighbor that could see it some is the Rick Marr Motel, which is directly across Bunning Avenue, and I spoke with Bobby Steele there, who purports to represent the heirs, the owners, and he didn't want to write a letter, but he told me that I could quote him that he has No objection to it. The shaft as proposed would have the same sort of siding that the building has, a cedar lap siding. And to make it fit in with the building better and break it up a little, we would propose to put three windows on it, one on the bay side at the second level above grade, and two on the beach side at the first and third levels above grade, as well as the access door. But the windows would break up the appearance of it. As Mr. Sergovic mentioned, the shaft size would be 54 by 67 inches on the outside, with the longer dimension running along the house. The roof would tie into the existing roof and be of no higher than the existing roof, with matching shingles. And that pretty well summarizes our proposal.
Mr. Tauber, just two other questions. Had you considered trying to locate the shaft inside the structure?
There's just no space, and it would compromise the structure. It's just we're told that it's just impossible.
And if you put it in the rear, would that interfere with your parking?
It would. And the neighbor kind of hinted, the co-owner, that he wouldn't like it there very much.
And if you put it in the front, would you ruin your
deck and the view from the beach? It would destroy the symmetry of the building.
And again, the uniqueness is, although these are townhouse units, they've been declared units of real property. So that in order to modify them, we need the variance because we're changing the unit elements.
Okay. On your drawing, you have marked that it would be 5.4 feet minimum from the property line. Minimum meaning what?
It was 5.4 something. So I prepared that. Okay. I'm a broken down old engineer, and it's just a way of saying it's at least 5.4 feet.
Okay, but it could be more than five. Okay.
It works out to 5.4
something.
The closest
distance then to the property line would be 5.4.
That's correct.
That's right.
So I guess technically it's a...
I just wanted to clarify. Mr. Rickard,
Mr. Rickard could figure out.
8.2 foot on the side. I assume a variance was approved originally for that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Any further questions from members of the board? Okay.
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson. Mr. Mills. There are no further questions. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
I have five in favor, Mr. Letters in favor, Mr. Chairman.
Five letters in favor. Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd like to move we approve case 10,007. I'm very familiar with the building. At that spot, it will blend in well. There's a 6-foot fence next to it, so a lot of it would not be visible from the road. And I don't think it will affect the surrounding properties at all.
Okay, you have a second to that motion? We have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,007. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you.
Case is approved.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.